Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance in the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OGs, yeah, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then bring struck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
All right, let me see if we can get this. Let's try this again. All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, let's see, Friday. That's right, Friday, July the 19th. Friday, July the 19th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to jump right in, revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying cleronomics, temple building. My name means Bethesiel in Hebrew, which means builder of the temple. So today we want to talk about, to me, one of the most important things, and that is, the number one, the reason why everybody and their grandmother should have an online business. So we want to talk about the, you know, establishing an online presence. We want to talk about building, you know, this is what I do for a living. This is what I talk about every day. And it's really interesting because a lot of people really don't know what I do as a life coach, as a peak performance coach. In addition to just giving people assistance and advice, it's also about monetizing that assistance and advice. But a lot of people think that it requires this, you know, a lot of overhead, a lot of this, a lot of that. And so a lot of people really don't understand the true benefits, if you will, of the life management system and the life management business opportunity, and just taking advantage of the technology today. It's just that simple. The technology today allows you to do something that is very simple, very believable, and very doable. That gets into the name, the niche, and the narrative, which is what we want to talk about today as we talk about building your online presence. Now, the number one reason for being online is just the tax benefits. That's, we could stop there with just about the benefits of, and that's pretty much any business, regardless of whether it's a traditional brick and mortar business or it's what we're doing, which is the online business. But again, in addition to, again, the tax breaks, the tax benefits, which are huge, because we can go into everything that I do is tax deductible, as a tax write off, and all of that good stuff. So the number one benefit is that you get the money you make, you get to keep. That's not necessarily true in other businesses. But with the online businesses, an online business, you know, you get huge tax breaks and tax benefits for just having an online business and having your online presence. Next, after the tax breaks and the tax benefits, is the personal freedom. Now, that's really, for me, more important than the tax breaks, but I know a lot of people spend a lot of money on taxes, and a lot of people do a lot of things when it comes to taxes, and so I wanted to put that first. Next, again, is the over an understanding that, man, personal freedom, to me, how do you put a price tag on your time? I don't know. I can work anywhere as long as I got an internet connection. I can use my cell phone. As long as I got my cell phone and my cell phone is working, you know, I know the wife jokes around a lot because when we go on a cruise, got a cruise coming up, you know, and the cell phone out in the middle of the ocean is, you know, sometimes internet connection and that kind of stuff, you don't have access. Other than that, brothers and sisters, that's why, you know, that's the only downside, the only part I don't like about going on vacation, quote unquote. I'm already on vacation. So I don't really need to go anywhere because I don't really work from the perspective of putting forth energy or effort, which is number three. The third benefit that we're going to be talking about today is, besides the taxes, besides the freedom, the effort. This online, because it's not a business, it's actually a purpose. And so it's effortless. Effortlessly, if that's a word. Effortlessly. It's going to be a word today. Because when we're talking about these three things, and I'm going to show you how easy this is to do. In fact, everybody can have an online business within 7 days, if that long. And then I offer to do that for you to actually build. Back in the day, I called it kit building, and I used to build kits for people. And then now it's called Cloudonomics Temple Building. And so I build temples for people. So not only the spiritual temple, also the monetary temple. So there's four temples. We got the business, which is wealth. We got the health. You got to have a health cocoon, cistern, cup. You got to have a system in place. That's really all this is. So a business is a system, and a system is just a process. And a process is the step-by-step how to do something. So every morning you should have a step-by-step process to generate wealth, what we call currency or money. You should also have a step-by-step process to maintain your health. You should also have a step-by-step process by which to ascertain and to get or bring in informing or what we call information. You also should have a step-by-step process for the relationship to not only get in a relationship, but once you get a relationship, how do you maintain it? How do you stay in a good relationship that's toe-curling for both parties? You know, I don't like, you know, especially for when I talk to, you know, young women, primarily, again, African-American women who need a man. I think it's great that, you know, we live in the day and age where women have equal pay and equal rights, just like a man. You know, I'm not one of these guys that I don't know about the whole, you know, women in combat thing and the woman out. Hey, if you want to go out there, boo boo, knock yourself out. I wouldn't advise my daughters. I wouldn't. In fact, if they had to get my approval, there's no way on God's green earth I would send my daughters into combat. That's just me. Nor would I send them to be a police officer. Nor would I send them to go work in a supermax prison like I did. So there's certain things just for me personally. Now, can women do it? Absolutely. Probably better than most men. However, the psychological effects, men process psychological issues different than women due to we're not nurtured. We ain't got no womb. So a lot of fibroid stuff that happens inside the woman, a lot of the stuff that requires women to go and have those, take out your whole freaking uterus. It's crazy. But the reason why is that's emotional blockage that is held inside of the uterus because it's designed for a specific purpose. This removes all of that. What is that? Stress. And so the key to online businesses, brothers and sisters, is to make it a part of the self. And so what I've broken down is a system that allows you to take the month that you was born, the day that you was born, and the year that you was born. Now, all the other numbers for all of my members, all the other stuff, I'm not saying that's not important. I'm just saying this is for people who don't know me. They've never heard me. They know nothing about Gear Kinney Reports. They know nothing about the Life Optimization System. They know nothing about Cleronomics. They know nothing about the household management of the soul. They know nothing about purpose. All they know is they want to get online and make money. That's what this is. This is for people, if you just want to get online and make money, you're not interested in none of the spiritual aspects, the stuff that I talk about, none of the health components, none of the wisdom. You know, you live out in the desert by yourself. You're not interested in maintaining no relationship with nobody. You're a hermit. All you need is a cell phone, boo-boo. This is for you. If you're one of those people that is not interested in interacting with other people, but you just want to maintain. Now, again, I recommend all four modules, again, the entire course. But there are people who are not interested in all that other stuff. That's this course. You can get online within the next 7 days and be generating a very great income, capital. How? Number one, what month were you born? That's your niche. Number two, what day was you born? That's your, I'm sorry, the name, the month is the name. The niche is actually the day, and the narrative is actually the year. And so this is your name of your business. This is the niche that you are in, and this is the narrative. This is your mission statement. This is why. This is the problem that you solve. People will pay if you can solve their problems, period. It's not rocket science, brothers and sisters. I will pay you if you can solve my problem. Now, one problem I got right now is called male pattern baldness. So as soon as somebody come up with a cure for male pattern baldness, I'm gonna pay them. So I'm just waiting. I know it's a matter of time. They probably already got it out. They say stem cells, so I don't know. But as soon as they, you know, make it available to the general public, bam, I'm signing up for that program. So there is a problem that only you can solve, and so your job is to put that online. But the problem is, how do you put it online? So a lot of people think that it's very complicated to put that online, which is what we're doing today, and I'm defusing that complicated process of putting your product, your service, and your information online. And so it all starts off with understanding that you got to build a brand. So the number one thing that you got to do is, I don't know you. This is the age of relationship marketing. Now, you can do other marketing, you know, but most people buy from people they resonate with. So you got to build something called a community. And so that's what social media, social platforms is all about. Pretty much everybody's already on social media. So the number one of the three keys to building your kit, which is building your business, this is temple building. This is establishing a profitable online business within 7 days, is that number one, you got to have a social following. You got to have a social network. You got to do some social networking. You got to get out there and communicate. Now, for you hermits out there, for you non-socialites out there, for you people that, you Scrooges, you're Scrooge, you know, hey, I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. There are some people, they are just introverts. You're not like, you know, going out there and kind of like socialize with a lot of people. You are in luck too. Man, they got voice over. You can go to Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. You can do anime, You ain't got to put your voice or your face. All you got to do is, do you got a day? I'm sorry, do you got a month that you was born? Now, if you don't know that, you can call your mama or your daddy. They'll tell you. If you don't know your date of birth, that's all you need to get online within the next 7 days. So nobody cannot tell me that you do not know the month that you was born. Now, again, if you don't know, ask your mama. Ask your daddy or a family member. They'll tell you, yeah, boy, you was born on July the 13th of 1402, whenever. So if you know the month that you was born, that's the name of your business. As everybody knows that's been following me with the private kit building program. And so now, again, we're at the end of that 65-hour. We're coming to the end of that 65-hour program. That course now is available to the general public, and it costs $1,000. And $1,000 for that course, in 7 days, I will hand you a book and 7 modules. All you got to do is upload it to the internet and then just check your PayPal account every day. That's pretty much it. So this allows you to basically just get in the car and drive. So I don't care what business, what niche, what market that you're in. Now, if you already have your book, now remember, the book is so you can have something to put on what they call your landing page. Now, do you need a landing page? Absolutely not. I don't have a landing page. Go to my website right now, Master Teacher 33. You don't see no landing page. You don't see no sales funnel. You don't see no fancy back-end, you know, autoresponders. You do not see none of that on my website. Why? You don't need it. Because remember, I'm talking entry level right now. Now, once you're grinding, once you're bringing in, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, okay, you can upgrade. You can afford to pay. But I'm talking about bare bones, no cost other than the, you know, $10 to $15 you pay for your domain name and your hosting through WordPress and GoDaddy or whichever you, whoever you prefer. That's the only cost. The cost of the book, again, doesn't cost you anything. The company that I use doesn't cost you anything. To launch the modules doesn't cost you anything. So your cost to be online making money is about $25 to $30 for the back end. Now, if you want me to do it for you, okay, as you already know, it's $1,000. But if you want to do it for yourself, hey, knock yourself out. That's the purpose of today's class. So let's go through this. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes, the benefits we already discussed, number one, for being online in 7 days, tax breaks, tax benefits, they're huge. Number two, freedom. You're not stuck on behind a cubicle, or you're not out on top of a roof in August in Texas. Wherever you can take a cell phone, you can do business. And number three, it doesn't require any extreme effort. Meaning, what I'm doing right now is sitting on my butt talking, and you can do that too. So it doesn't require no huge amount of effort. So you got the tax breaks, you got the freedom, and you got the effort. And so now, bam, that's doable, right? Okay, let's go to the second base. So the next three steps we want to look at is we talked about something called branding. Now, branding is just a fancy word for, as I said before, networking. That's what they used to call it back in the day. Now, networking is another word just for, you know, socializing. So establishing, you know, your social, you know, platform or your social network, for lack of a better term. So everybody has to engage in some form of branding. Now, branding, to me, should be effortless. It shouldn't cost you no money. What is branding? To me, branding is nothing but doing what I call taking advantage of social media. Number two is just social media. So we got branding, number one. Number two, it tells you how to do number one, and that is social media. Now, I am not going to sit up here and go through all of the social media sites online because everybody's already on, you know, Snapchat, you know, Instagram, Tumblr, you know, Facebook, and we can go on and on and on. I got a whole course and a whole class that deals with social media. Whatever social media that you're on, that's what you want to do. But then number three is the most important. Everybody has to be consistent in their rhetoric on social media. In other words, social media, you get known by your post. You cannot be posting, you can't be having no social media beef and talking about people's mamas and their daddies and telling people to meet you, at your house and posting all of this craziness on Facebook and on Instagram. Every post has to be purpose-based, number three. If you can do those three things in the next and keep doing it, every post, go to my Facebook page, on my Facebook page, go back 10 years since I've been on Facebook and you notice. Do you notice the stuff that I've been posting this year on July the 19th, talking about word magic, power words, July the 18th last year, July the 19th of 2018, July the 19th of 2017, July the 19th of 2016, July the 19th of 2015, and going all the way back, the posts are the same. Pretty much, they just change words. Now, you can go all the way back since I've been on any social media platform, and they pretty much is all the same. All my posts are purpose-based. Even when I'm posting about my family and family issues, I tie it into my purpose because I'm always branding. I'm on social media for a purpose. There are people who do social media detox. That's like taking a money break. Now, I don't know about you, boo-boo. I like my money coming in every day, all day. I don't take money breaks. So for all you people out there who do that social media, I got to get off Facebook. I got to do a social media detox. Okay, boo-boo, knock yourself out. All you doing is stopping the flow of your money. Because remember, you're only as relevant as you are present, meaning that there's no such thing as bad attention, like a negative attention. So negative attention is good attention. It's the same thing that they talk about with advertising. And that same thing that they do in Hollywood. The technology has made the playing field level. So remember, tax breaks, freedom, and this is effortless. And we are doing social media branding. We're using social media, and we're on social media with a purpose. Those are the next three steps. Now let's look at the three steps of the business. So the three keys of the business is, number one, this is your name. Your name should solve my problem. Somebody should write that down, because right now you got a name that says ABC Enterprises. That don't tell me shiznits. I have no idea how is ABC Enterprises going to help me? Okay, I'm going to keep scrolling. Because you got a great name, but it doesn't tell me nothing. Now, where do you get your name from? Do you pull it out of thin air? No, absolutely not. Your name is already given to you. So has your niche. So has your narrative. And this is life by the numbers. So the source of all creation, the one above this dimension, already gave you everything that you needed for life and godliness. So your name comes from the month that you were born. Now, I've been telling everybody this, so all my members are aware of this because we're going through this. And again, this is 65 hours worth of audio that we're going through. We are on day 49, if I remember correctly, right now. Now, you can have all 65 hours of this audio along with me personally writing your book for you, along with me personally setting up your seven modules, in other words, your online business, and all you got to do is send it to your email, okay? What emails? The emails you're getting from your family and your friends and the people who follow your posts. And so everybody's going to be contacting you once you post online that you are being you now. You're not being who you thought you were before, which was, your job. Before, you just post on social media about your job, about your vacation, about your family. Now you're going to be posting stuff on social media that if you're born in January, that has to do with love. But it's not our definitions of love. It's how you express, expose, and expand your love. Like one of my clients, Dr. Span's husband, who was born in January, and I had the opportunity to meet Brother Jerome. He's very kind, very considerate, very attentive. So that's his name. Because why? That's the month he was born. So you don't get to choose and be and do whatever you want, contrary to popular belief. Now, when I was a kid in school, they told me that you can grow up and be anything you want to be. That's kind of sort of not true. In fact, it's not true. You can only be what you're designed to be. Now, you can be anything that you want to be, but you won't make, again, It won't have these benefits. You won't have the tax breaks. You won't have the freedom. It won't be effortless. You won't have automatic branding. You won't be able to connect easily on social media, and you won't be living your life on purpose. You'll be living your life on time. That means you're going to be punching some clock somewhere because, again, you're working for someone else. And so what I'm talking about is establishing your online presence automatically. So what you're doing is you're building yourself. So January is the month of love. February is the month of spirituality. March is the month of courage. April is the month of, now remember, I've been doing this for 20 years, and this has been 100% accurate. I've never had one person tell me that what you said about my month is not correct. I've had people tell me I do the exact opposite of what you said in that month that I am. Ding, ding, ding. Energy must be expressed positively or negatively, one or the other. So if you're born in January and you got an attitude and you dislike people, that is proof and positive that you're supposed to be loving people, because that is the opposite of love. And if you're born in February, my son is born in February. This is, you know, he's the cat that I tell you, you know, man, every other word out of his mouth is, you know, F-bomb this, F-bomb that. He was the most, you know, obstinate out of all my kids growing up as a little youngster, this, that, and the other. Why? That's the total opposite of spirituality. You know, because spirituality is just being able to oscillate and vibrate according to a group of related thought. That simply means that you have a disposition that is little out of this world. Meaning, like, one thing about my son, he's not impressed by worldly attributes. Meaning, when I just tell him, BJ, go get a car, man, he's like, Dad, I don't want a car. I don't need a car. Oh, and I said, wait, what about you going to take your girlfriend out on a date? Well, they got cars. Okay. He has no, he's not really interested. No, he's not like me. Why? He was born in the same month as me. He's born in the month of February. He's interested in spiritual things. That's the month of February. So when he was a baby, proof positive that the month that he was born is 100% accurate. March is the month of courage. Courage means the ability to stand in the face of opposition. April is the month of amplification. That's just the same thing we get as for the word energy. That means that you're an amplifier. People come to you and you amplify, either positive or negative. Amplification. May is the month of balance. It didn't say any specific type of balance. It just said balance. So May is all about balance. You know, not too far to the left, not too far to the right. So that means if you're born in the month of April right now, and you're operating in the negative side of your name, your niche, your narrative, that means you're out of balance because you're supposed to be in balance. And then we have the month of June, which is feminine wisdom, not just wisdom, feminine. That means nurturing. That means compassion. And the word wisdom means application. So June is the month of the application of those two attributes and characteristics. That's your name, that's your niche, and that's your narrative. So we don't have to, for me, I can take like one of my clients, Sister Zakia, who's born in the month of June. So I can write her book and have her 7 modules in about 3 days. Because we do one-on-ones all the time. I don't know what she does. I know how she expresses, exposes, and expands her caring, nurturing, compassionate side. And I know that she works with primarily a lot of women because, again, look at the month that she was born. And then look at the month of July. Same thing. The month of July is the month of action. Total 100% action. So in the month of July, it's totally different, as I've been saying, especially for the members of the Life Management System who's been going through this course with me. They totally understand this and how to monetize this, which is what we get into the next 3 steps of monetizing this. So we talked about the three benefits, taxes, freedom, and effortlessly. We talked about the 3 areas that allows you to start to establish a foundation to do this, branding, social networking, social media and purpose-based conversations. Now we're talking about the 3 things that you need to establish the meat of your course, and then we're going to talk about the 3 tools or the 3 ways by which you are to monetize that course. So going back to, we already broke down the month and we didn't go through all of them. So everybody has that. Well, let's finish them out. We left out on, we said feminine wisdom. We did July, which is action. August, that's the month of soul healing. Soul is the mind, the will, the motion, the imagination, and the intelligence or the intellect. Then we have September, which is my month. This is what I'm doing right now. That's the month of awareness. So my September is total awareness. That means that you bring not just partial awareness, but you bring a perception. You bring about, or you give people the ability to basically understand things. And that's what I do for a living, is I help people and I assist people with their vision, with the ability to see and the ability to understand. And then we have the month of October. The month of October is emotional balance. And emotional balance, notice, different from May, which is just general balance. And so once we understand that, it's real easy for me. Because, again, I'm total awareness, so it makes it easy for me to do this for you. That's why I'm offering a service. So everybody that's listening to my sound of my voice that is not online with a business, with a website, with a search engine optimization keyword centered, with some type of a payment gateway or merchant account that has preferably an auto responder, so money goes to PayPal, module one is released. Okay, that's what I'm here to do. So we're going to set that up for you today. Yeah, this everybody should have this done by, well, today is July the 19th, Friday. By next Friday, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, even if you already got a business online, you should have a second one and a third one. So once you do it once, you keep doing it. And that way, if one well or one is like fishing with 21 poles. So I do a course called 21 Streams of Income. That means what I'm telling you to do today, you should do 21 times. Now let's go back to with September. October is emotional balance. November is success. December is wisdom that's based upon spiritual journeys. Wisdom that is based upon spiritual journeys. And then I break all that down in the course. Again, that now that I've just about finished with it with my private class, now I'm offering the same course available to the general public. And that's all 65 hours of the course or the program that I just did, along with me doing it for you. And the cost of the entire program, again, is $1,000. Now, if you just want to purchase the program without my assistance, then the cost just for the 65 hours of programming that's available, again, to everybody is $299, $300. So it's $300 just for the audio, it's $700, it's $1,000 for the audio and my assistance, which allows me to do that for you. So we went through the months. Now let's go through the day. So the days are just based upon the numbers, 1 through 9. So, okay, Doc, where do we get the meaning of the numbers? You just go to Google or your favorite search engine, put the word numerology numbers. That's it. When you type those words, numerology numbers, it's going to give you the numbers of the numerology. And this gets really deep. There's a couple of different ways. You can type in numerology life path numbers. You can type in, now there are different meanings for the life path, the expression. But that's, again, this is basic entry level. We don't want to waste time doing all that. You got to get online. You got to start making money. Then once you start making your money and you're bringing in a couple of grand a week, okay, you want to fine tune it. Okay, then you can go in and you get more specific. You can get into the 12 numbers. You get all the stuff I teach inside the life management system and inside your 700-page Dear Connect report. But for today, by next Friday, you need to start, this is for people who you got bills due in 30 days. And you ain't got time to be going through no 1-year program. You need some money tomorrow. In fact, you need the money yesterday. You passed due on some bills. Okay, this is today's message. So if you just go in, you just type in numerology numbers. That's it. And it pulls up the numbers, and it gives you the meaning of each number. So when I look at your day that you was born, that tells me your specific niche. Now, I'm going to use my number because I'm born on the 15th of September. So the number one, now remember, if you know anything about numerology, you know that you always reduce the number down. So 15 is not a single-digit number. But I use all three numbers because each number, that is a chapter in my book. That is also a module in my course that people are going to enroll in. I'm going to teach people how to be these numbers. That's what you're going to do. Now, I do all of this for you. But if you're sitting at home and you're saying, okay, Doc, I need something online, man, and I need something that's going to generate capital that I can do, like you said, tax benefits, freedom, effortlessly. That word right there, Doc, I'm interested in that, Doc. I'm interested in, say, like, I'm not even trying to be stressed. I got enough stress already. The kids, they get on my nerves. So I need something, man. Social media branding. I can't come up with no clever marketing campaign, man. I don't know how to do no search engine optimization. I don't know how to do no keywords. I don't know how to set up and go in and do no Facebook and YouTube algorithms. I don't know how to do that, man. I just need to get online and be me. I got you, boo-boo. So when you do social media branding, what do y'all think? Go look at my Facebook post. Go look at my Instagram post. The stuff comes to my brain, I post it on my Facebook page. When somebody gets on my nerves and I want to give them a piece of my mind, I don't post it on Facebook. I call them up and say, yo, dog, meet me in the park. I put my foot in your beep, 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 beep. So I don't put it on social media. I don't recommend y'all do that either. I did that once. I'll never do that again. Social media beef is not cool. Trust me. Don't do it. You're going to want to do it, but don't do it. Make sure that you're establishing a profitable online business by branding yourself through social networking. Then you do social media, and you do social purpose-based marketing, and that's just posting whatever your month. I am total awareness, so I find a subject that what do I want to make people aware about? Okay, I want to make people aware that brushing your teeth with fluoride is not a good idea. Okay, I post that. I want to make people aware that instead of going to a 9-to-5 and paying Uncle Sam a bunch of money in taxes, maybe you start an online business for yourself. Okay, I'm going to make people aware about that. Okay, so whatever month you're born in, that's what you are doing. Now, and that's the name. So my name is Master Teacher 33. That's the name of my website. That's the name of my company. That's the name of my organization. Now, I also have, because I got three corporations, I also have the Eagles Club. Now, I also have the Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. So the Eagles Club stands for Eagerly Advancing, Godly Living, and Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. But when I posted Eagles, people were like, what the hell is that? That didn't tell them what part of my saw. And so then I did Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. Okay, what the hell is that? That kind of helped a little bit. But then I did Master Teacher 33. Bam. They said, okay, so Master Teacher? So this fool thinks he's the master. Okay. Let me tune in so I can find holes. So everybody tune in and listen to me just so they can find error in what I'm saying. They don't come to learn. They just come to listen and say, okay, he said Jesus Christ is not Lord. Let me text this fool. And so then they text me, and then I educate them. Now, I used to debate. That's when I was younger and dumber and stupider, and I wasn't making no money. But I had a lot of people that debated, but nobody was paying me. So then I stopped debating. I started educating. I started solving people's problems. So people come to me and say, hey, dude, you say you're a master teacher. That means mastery. So I got this issue. You say you're a master teacher. Teach me. How to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No problem, boo-boo. I got a book called Theosophical Nutrition. In that book, it talks about FIT, frequent intense training. See, your training is not frequent enough. How many times you go to the gym? 3 times a week? Make that 3 times a day. Intense, okay? What is your heart rate when you exercise? Oh, you don't even check your heart rate. Okay, what is your maximum heart rate, and then what is your resting heart rate? Oh, so you don't even know what your resting heart rate is, and you don't even know what the maximum heart rate zone is for your age. Okay, how about we start there? Okay, what's your blood type? You don't eat for your blood type? You just putting shitness in your mouth? You don't even know your blood type? Oh, boo boo. And then once I start dropping that knowledge on them, they say, okay, this fool is not as stupid as he looks. He might be a master teacher. He might be Mr. Total Awareness. Hello, ring, ring. And so same thing that's going to happen to you. People are going to come to you. You're going to start dropping that knowledge on them, and they're going to be like, oh, shizness, this dude, is the real deal Holyfield. So when we talk about these numbers, we're going through the number one, leadership. Now, again, I got charts and I got graphs. For everybody that's enrolled in the program, I'm going to give you all this stuff. Again, total awareness, not partial awareness. So number two means peace. Number three means informed communicator. Number four means hard work, dependability. Number five means freedom. It means adventurous. Number six means compassionate. It means nurturing. Number seven, it means intelligence, reasoning, logic. Number eight, it means an executive, good decision maker. Number nine, it means royal. It means style. It means elegance. And I got a whole bunch of attributes and characteristics. I can just come off the dome for at least a couple of hours just about the numbers. So whatever day you was born, now remember that I have three numbers. What if you're born on one day? Meaning that you were born on, so you was born on the 5th. Okay, there is no three numbers. Okay, then no problem. You just will exaggerate, if you want to use that term, or you just go in depth about the meaning of the number 5 and how you use it in your life. Everybody can do that. Now, if you can't do that, thankfully I'm here, and I can do that very well. Very well. I got 50 books to prove it. So I can write a chapter that's at least 10 to 15 pages long about the number 1. Sorry about that. So I can write a chapter 10 to 15 pages long about the number 1. I can write a chapter 10 to 15 pages about the number 5. And I can write a chapter 10 to 15 pages about the number 6. Okay? Bam, that's it. Now, I got one chapter that is based upon chapter 1 of my book is about total awareness, what it is, and how I am Mr. Total Awareness. That's chapter 1. That's also module 1 that I send out to my home study work course that I sell every month because I'm posted on social media, and I got pictures, and I got it all, and I'll help you guys with all of that. I got chapter 2. All about number 1 because I'm born on the 15th. Chapter 3, all about number 5 because I'm born, again, 1-5. And then chapter 4 is about the number 6. Now, what year was I born? So I was born in, I can't tell y'all what year I was born because then y'all going to know how old I am. And then y'all going to be thinking about, wow, how this guy is so young and he knows so much knowledge. So let's just say I was born in the year 20. No, that makes me too young. Y'all know I'm lying about that. Let's say I was born in the year 19. What's a good year? What's a good year? Let's say I was born in 1990, just for shizness and giggles. So if I was born in 1990, so 9 plus 1 is 10. And then 10 plus 9 is 19. And then, remember, I got to keep going until I get to a single-digit number. So 9 plus 1 is 10. 10 plus 0 is 1. So now from these numbers, I'm going to pull three numbers, starting with the last number first. So I have the last number is 1. Then I got the 1 from the number 10. So the three numbers that I got from the year that I was born is 101. Now, I could use 19 because 1 plus 9 is 10. So either one, but the 101 is better. So now the last three chapters of my book, I am going to explain how I use the number 1, which is individual leadership. And if anybody know me, they know one thing. I'm a lone ranger. I'm a lone wolf. My family, my children, they all say the same thing. They know that I am Mr. Covert. That means you're 1. That means you operate in secrecy, silence. You're not out bragging and boasting because you just like to get stuff done. So I explain how I operate as a 1 individually, and as a pioneering spirit, and self-directed, and self-motivated, and all of the other self-determined, self-esteem, self-love, that's the number 1. And then the number 0 means unlimited potential. And so I talk to and I explain in my book how the number 0 works in my life, how I work it. How do I work the 0? Okay, I work out 3 times a day. Okay, I get up at 5 a.m., go to bed, usually 2, 3. You know, so I get about 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Okay, I do a lot of extremes. So I do a lot of things that proves and shows my unlimited potential. So I just take my life, not go out and learn something new. I go back in my past because my cash is in my past. Let me say that again. So is yours, by the way. Your cash, boo-boo, is in your past. Let me say it one more time, real slow. Y'all got to get this. Your cash, yeah, I know y'all got to go get that degree. You got to go talk to the reverend, the doctor, the bishop. You got to go talk to mama. You got to call daddy. You got to consult the curandero. You got to go get your tarot cards read. You got to go talk to, you know, the shaman, the psychic. You got to call me, Master Teacher 33. Boo-boo, you ain't got to call nobody. In fact, you got to sit your beautiful, sexy, fine aspiratus down. Brothers, sit your very rugged and handsome self down. Empty your brain except for the month, the day, and the year that you was born, and contemplate those numbers. And source, him, her, itself will tell you how to be you. Their source will show you how you've been being you. And that's what you put on your paper. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, you said I could be online in 7 days making money, dog. How I'm going to write a 7-chapter book, 300 pages in 7 days? No problem, homie. I got you covered. So what I do, for example, if you pay me the $1,000, I'm going to call you and I'm going to talk to you. Say, hey, remember when you was a kid, you'd run around with a snotty nose, you had the dookie braids on, and, you know, you'd walk around with, you know, nasty pampers and all that stuff. Then we used to do this, that, and the other. Hey, how was it like growing up when you was a kid? What did you do this? How did you do that? What was your first job? What was your first date? And while you talking, I'm extrapolating that informing from you. And I'm recording it. So I'm going to take that recording of you telling me how you expressed, exposed, and expanded those numbers that's inside of your chart. And then I'm going to go to YouTube and click on that little three dots on the right. When y'all be watching those YouTube videos, that gives you something called a transcription. Or if you got the updated Microsoft like I do, up at the top box, there's a little microphone that says diction. So I can replay the audio while logged into my Microsoft, and the words from the audio show up on my screen. Or if you got them deep pockets, you can go buy you a speak-to-text program. I mean, you know, if you're balling out of control like that, you got extra duckies, you just go buy the program, and you can turn your speech into text. I don't write books. I speak them. How y'all think I did those 50 books? You know I wrote all 50 books in less than 2 years, right? Y'all do know that? I published them, I should say, in less than 2 years. Why? I just talked. You know how much talking I can do in two years? Y'all don't even want to know. So I just take that, and then even if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to use Google Docs, or let's say if you don't want to use Google Docs, if you don't want to use YouTube, if you don't want to use Microsoft to turn your speech into text, you can use Rev.com or Fiverr.com. Now, Fiverr is great because Fiverr, they use like third world people usually, because I had a guy that was over in, one guy was in somewhere in Africa and another guy was in India. I sent him a 1 hour audio. He sent me back 15 to 20 pages of the audio converted into text. Now, let's say you're a pastor of a church, right? And every Sunday for the last 2 years, you've been doing a service, right? Have you been recording your messages? I tell pastors this. I don't know how a pastor could have a money problem. I don't know. I know a lot of pastors that do. I don't understand. I know pastors that beg. They do chicken dinners. They beg they members for offering for the building fund and all of this stuff. They go out there. They do fundraisers. They do GoFundMe accounts. What the is that? If you're a pastor, if you do any kind of speaking, and you've been doing it for more than a year, you know how many books you've already written, plural, more than one? Take your audios and convert it into text. Now, if you pay me $1,000, I'll do it for you. That's what I do for a living. That's the purpose of today's message. Because people are telling me they ain't got no money, and I'm just sitting around and shaking my head like, what do you mean you ain't got no money? You're a walking, talking ATM machine. I tell my kids that. My son has done so many things. My daughters, you know, all my kids, you know, like they can't call me with no pity party. Now, right now, my whole family, we have a reason, a real reason to have a pity party. You know, we just lost a member of our family. So, and my children, we tell you one day at a time. You know, I don't know. I cannot tell you how the father is supposed to bury his 19-year-old daughter. I can't even put that into words. But the day that my daughter transitioned, I did a show. Now, a lot of people don't understand. This is why I keep telling y'all this is so important. It's a little bit off topic of today's message, but you have to understand that is what is called a shutdown event. Now, that those events, because we're talking about, this is spiritual, man. Even though I'm only talking about the monetary side of this, there is no money if there is no spirituality. If you don't have a spiritual, see, I do not have a public relationship with the God that most people worship on this earth, or a private one for that matter. I don't serve that God because he don't hunt. He didn't hunt for me. When I was a kid, and Richard would get my ass whooped, he didn't show up then. If I would have been serving that God with my daughter when I got that call on June the 30th, the God y'all call Jesus Christ, if I would have been serving that God, I wouldn't be having this call right now. I wouldn't be on this show right now. Because according to that rhetoric, you know, that's just heaven and hell. Those are only options. According to that rhetoric, death, is a bad thing. It's a loss. It's grief. That person is gone, according to that rhetoric. But I read from the source who put it in the book. He took the keys of death in the grave. So that means that he took them, and then he gave them to me. Now, if you don't have the keys, then that's the difference. That's another study for another time. But though the keys means the word kingdom. The word kingdom means dominion. It means basileia in the Greek. That's why I got dunamis power. That's why I don't read about dunamis power. See, my God is not outside of me. My God is in me. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't feel no evil. Why? Because he's with me. John says that the kingdom of God is within. Jesus said in Luke 17:21, anybody who does not believe that Jesus came within the body is not of source. So if I wouldn't have been with source on June the 30th with the mistakes that I made as a father, I'd be dead right now. So I wouldn't be giving this show right now, man. So, see, my disdain goes a little deeper than most people. I'm not no Joel Osteen preacher. I won't be getting no messages from T.D. Jakes or Creflo. Because them Negroes serve a different God than me. Now, I ain't mad at them. They got to make their money. They got to do them. I am talking about cleronomics temple building. The Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple? That's what I'm building. My name is Bethesiel in the Greek. Bethesiel means builder of the temple. That's why I know what the hell I'm talking about. How do you build a temple, a business, a kingdom? That is number one, simple. Number two, believable. Number three, doable. In 7 days or less. 3 days, really. Jesus says, we tear down this body, this temple. I'll rebuild it in 3 days. That's what I'm talking about, homie. Can you build your temple in 3 days? Or if you get a call like I got on June the 30th, what are you going to do? You going to pack up and go home? Or are you going to stay in the fight? So you got to have something in you, man. It cannot be outside of you. Because anything outside of you can be taken from you. I used to be a Marine. When I got outside of the Marine Corps, you know, they told me, they said, yo, dog, give me that uniform back. Now, you can keep the title. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Okay, can I get the benefits too? No. Why not? You didn't do 20. Oh. Okay, so I don't get no benefits? No, sir. Okay, can I still, get access to the base? No, sir. Can I go to the commissary? No, sir. Okay. So then I went to law enforcement, and they gave me a badge and a gun. And then I decided, man, I don't like being a cop, and I quit. And I asked, hey, can I keep the badge? No, sir. What about the gun? No, sir. Can I still pull people over and stop? No, sir. Oh, well, how come? Well, you're not a cop anymore. See, man gives you stuff, and he takes it back. I used to be a licensed and ordained preacher. I stopped tithing, and they said, hey, we like you, you know. And I said, I told him, Pastor, I need to, you know, get another job to take care of my family. And he said, these are the exact words. Okay, well, go ahead, take care of your family. Just leave your ordination papers and collar here. And, you know, once you start able to continue tithing and you come back, okay, you can start back to preaching. See, man can give you a title and take it. The shit that I'm talking about, I built with the help of the big G. No man, no demon and no devil can take what God has established in the hearts and the minds of his people. So I'm not talking about building. I'm not talking about no clever marketing campaign, brother. I'm not talking about no freaking Bitcoin. I ain't talking about no fad that come and go. This, I ain't selling skinny jeans, homie. I'm selling purpose. I'm selling destiny. I'm selling Dear Kinnear. I'm selling an establishing source in the hearts and the minds of people because it's inside of you. God knew you in his mother's womb. You've been predestined. You can't be anything you want to be. You can only be who God designed you to be. We got people walking around talking about, yeah, man, you can be this, you can be that. I don't think so, boo-boo. You can only be who God has designed and gifted you to be. And I know exactly who you're supposed to be because source put it inside of you. So you tell me the month that you was born, I can tell you the exact name of your business without a doubt. Now, you're not going to believe me because when I discovered this, I didn't believe me either until I did it. Then I did all my children's numbers. Then I did everybody that I know numbers, and it came out 100% accurate. Then I was working at USAA, and thankfully I had a supervisor that let me, yeah, we can do the whole team. In fact, how about you just do a demonstration? So I did the whole team. Did the whole demonstration. Next thing you know, I was up there doing Dear Kinnear reports. I wasn't even selling an insurance. And then I saw how powerful it was. I was like, shit, I'm out. And I've been doing Dear Kinnear reports on my own ever since. With 100% accuracy. I've never, 10 years of doing this, had anybody get a Dear Kinnear report and tell me, Doc, this is not, they've always said this is the opposite. This is the opposite of who I am. For example, remember, I'm born in September. September is the month of total awareness. Now, I was a total idiot. That's, again, whatever degree the pendulum swings to the left, it also has the potential to swing to the right. So when I gave y'all the names of each month, like I told you, my son is born in February. He's Mr. Spirituality. He was the most unspiritual person I know. BJ dropped F-bombs every other word. But that's the opposite. That's the opposite of his giftedness. My daughter's born in October. That's the month of emotional balance. She was the opposite of that until she walks into her destiny. I got a daughter that's born in November. November is the month of success. It didn't say success in whatever area. It's like September. It's success in all areas. But the devil's going to lie to her and make her think that she's not successful. The girl's been successful since elementary school. But the enemy hides it. That's why you can't fulfill it. That's why what I'm telling you is so important. So, again, in review, we talked about, number one, the tax benefits, the freedom, and this effortlessly. Number two, we talked about it's automatic social media branding. It's automatic social networking. It's automatic social, again, platform, and it's an automatic social, which means purpose-based. That means you ain't got to make up. So every day when I post on Facebook, I know what to post. What do I post? Awareness. Why? I'm born in September. What is September? Total awareness. That's why I know I don't guess anymore. I talk about stuff I don't know without permission. I have no proof. None. And I say stuff that's totally against everything that has ever been taught. I came on this 20 years ago saying, Jesus is not his name. There was no J's. I had no proof, no evidence. In my gut, I knew it was wrong. I knew something was wrong. I've been following my spirit since birth. And especially since my mom died at the age of 13, I've been on my own ever since. And the thing that kept me alive is my discernment. But where did it come from? What did I do? If you ask Shaquille O'Neal, okay, Shaq, what is your recipe for being 7+ and looking like a freaking house? I want to be 7 feet tall, and I want to look like a house. You know what Shaq going to say? He ain't going to say nothing because he ain't do nothing. That's a gift. That's what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. That's why this is so easy. A blind man can do it. How do you take credit for what God has done? I can't take credit for just knowing what I know. I have the gift of discernment. When I was in Richmond, that's what kept my ass alive. I knew that dude did not have it. I knew he was telling me, hey, man, I got your back, bro. But I knew in my gut that nigga was lying. Now, how did I know? I don't know. I can't tell you. But I just knew what I knew. That's the way your purpose is. Purpose is beyond the scale of human intelligence. That's why it's called God. You ever seen Dr. J in his heyday? He was watching God in action. You ever seen Michael Jackson? There was a dude named Dale Ellis I saw live. He came with the Spurs. before Steph Curry, all that stuff, this dude was dropping threes looking at the floor. I never seen it. 30, I counted them. I was sitting courtside. I was at the Spurs game. Dale Ellis came on the court, and he hit 30 threes in a row while looking at the ground. I've never seen nothing. Now, Steph Curry is bad. He ain't got nothing on Dale Ellis. Nobody, most people don't even know who he is. That's Michael Jordan in his heyday and in his prime. Tiger Woods in his heyday. That skill set, that's not learned. You ever seen Carl Lewis? These guys now, I like athletes. I like sports. So that's the best analogy I can send. See, when you are inside of your purpose, that's called mastery, by the way, your zone that I talk about, that's your circle, that number that I do. That's why this is so automatic. That's why currency is attracted to chemistry. Money follows chemistry. We call it vibe. Your tribe is your vibe. The only reason you have a money problem, you got a vibe problem. I mean, you're not vibing. You think I'm going to give you my money and I don't even like you? I don't think so, boo-boo. Now, if I like you, even if your product is whack, I'm still going to give you my money. Why? You my boy. It's just something about you, man. I can't put my finger on it. I just like hanging out with you, man. Because we have the same frequency, the same wave, and the same vibration. So those are the three, which are the seven chapters in everybody's book. So everybody has at least seven chapters. Now, again, I will write the book for you. I've written 50 books. I can write your book in about 2 days. We send it to rev.com. It takes them 24 hours to get the send back the 200-300 pages, depending on the length. Okay, how do we get the pages? I call you. I interview you. We do 3 hours. We do 3 one-hour interviews. I take those 3 one-hour audios. I send it to Rev, or I do it myself. I convert it into text. I call you and say, hey, I got the text ready. I send it to you. You edit it. You throw some pictures in there of your childhood or this, that, and the other. I will do the book for you. I upload it onto Lulu. How much it costs to get an ISBN, put it in the Ingram database, so that way it's in every bookstore in the country. How much it costs? Zero. Now, if you do self-publishing on your own, you got to pay some money. Like I said, everything I do, it don't cost me a dime. I know a lot of people that they do self-publishing, they pay $5,000. I don't know why. I know a lot of people pay a lot of money for their websites, website design. They do a lot of marketing. They do a lot of this. They do a lot of that. Brothers and sisters, that's all great. Now, when you balling and you making $100,000 or, you know, $200,000 a year, okay, yeah, get you a sales funnel, get you an autoresponder, get you a fancy, you know, landing page, do all that stuff. But when you starting, keep your cost zero. Now, I make good money. I can afford to buy all that stuff. I still don't have it. I'm holding out as long as I can. Once I get to the point where I cannot return every email personally, oh, yeah, I'm going to get an autoresponder. Okay, I'm going to give me some back-end stuff. I'm going to do all the stuff, you know, that all the other Google's doing. But as long as I'm able to maintain the mom-and-pop deal, I like that. I like being able to personally connect with each one of my clients, each one of my customers, and send them a email. That's not canned. It's personally written by me. Because, again, that adds the personal touch. So now, how do we upload everything? So we've talked about the three benefits. And those three benefits are tax benefits are huge. Man, I don't know, like, why people pay taxes. Like, you should not. If y'all have other people doing your taxes, that may be the problem. Like, I've been doing my own taxes. And I do. I use TurboTax, and they go through all of the tax books and everything. Yeah, I don't care how much income I have, I always have more expenses. I always have carryback. Last 5 years, I've had carryback, and I make well over $100,000, well over $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and I don't pay no taxes. Now they got that minimum where you got to pay the minimum. I forgot what I paid this year, which is they say okay, everybody got to pay at least something. But still, that was only a couple hundred dollars. Compared to the amount of money I make, yeah, boo-boo, that is good. So tax breaks. Number two, freedom. Cell phone, internet connection, I'm good. So I'm driving in the car, I'm doing shows, okay? The drive, tax deductible. Cell phone bill, tax deductible. Car note, tax deductible. Gasoline, tax deductible. Stop at Bucky's and get me a barbecue sandwich, tax deductible. get to Dallas, hang out, get in the hotel, go see my daughter. Hotel, tax deductible. Go watch a movie while up in Dallas, tax deductible. Go out there while in Dallas, tax deductible. Take the whole family out. Pay everybody's thing, $200-$300 for everybody to eat, tax deductible. Why? We were talking business while we were eating. Go to my daughter's house, hang out, tax deductible. Drive back to San Antonio, stop, get gas, tax deductible. Take the toll road, get the toll bill from the NTAA, the NTTA. Said that you owe $600 in tolls. What the is this? Tax deductible. Come home, tax deductible, because I work at home, tax deductible. Everything I do is tax deductible. I go to the restroom, toilet paper, tax deductible. I got to wipe my butt. Okay, that was a graphic. My bad. Tax deductible. Everything is tax deductible is what I'm saying. I don't know why you would not be online. And then what do we do online, Brother Will? Okay, take the month that you was born. That's your name. You tell people, like my daughter that's born in October, her job is to teach people how to maintain their internal emotional state. Why? That's what she struggled in. That's why God gave her that flaw. Remember, you're flawed for a purpose, on purpose. God made me ignorant. I'm a functional illiterate. I do not know phonics, nor do I know how to read or write. I read or write from memory. I've memorized every word I'm saying right now. I've memorized it. I cannot phonetically bring you a new word. I'm going to be like, that's why I don't read medical journals. They come up with new words. I don't know phonics. I do know memory, though. That's why y'all notice I use dictionary.com, and they got that little button on there that gives you the pronunciation of the word. That's how I learn how to read. I play the word. I hear the word. Okay, I remember it. So why, though? That's my flaw. Why is it given to me? According to the Bible, to keep me from being conceited. What if Shaquille O'Neal actually did something to make himself 7 feet tall and to make himself look like three houses? What if he did something personally? What if he ate a specific diet? And what if he had a specific routine that make you grow? His head would be big as a freaking house. He would be charging everybody gazillions of dollars. He would be arrogant and cocky. So you flawed on purpose, for a purpose, according to the Bible. So fall in love with your flaw. I love my ignorance because that makes me aware, because I got to study more. I got to study harder. So I get up early and stay up late. So my daughter that's born in October, she has to work harder at maintaining her emotional balance. If she write a book and teach other women, with a family, with a husband, with a career, and with a job, and with adversity, how to still keep your emotional balance, it'll freaking sell like hotcakes. Why? Because she's living it right now. She ain't read about it in no damn book. And that comes across, and people are going to pick up that energy. Like, damn, she knows what she's talking about. She done all of that, and she lost a family member, her little sister, close to her heart, and she's still functioning? She's not in therapy? She's not sitting on the side of the road drooling? Overwhelmed with emotion? Oh, man, I need to read that book. Why? Because in that book is the key to maintaining emotional balance, because she ain't read that shit in no book. She's living it right now. If you just take what God gave you, man, and give it, you would never have a money problem in your freaking life. But we scared. We watching Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives. Brother Will, I ain't got time to do that, brother. So for everybody that ain't got time, send me $1,000. I'll do it for you. You can tell me your war story. I'm going to put it on tape. I'm going to send it to rev.com. They're going to turn it into audio. I'm going to send it back to you. You're going to edit it. I'm going to upload it on Lulu. We're going to get the print book. I'm going to turn each chapter into a module. We're going to upload that onto your Gmail account, and we're going to send it from people email you. You send them module one. Once the money gets to your PayPal account, bam, you send them the modules. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for the last five years. I've been making well over $100,000 doing that. And if I can do it, boo-boo, nobody can tell me they can't do it. Because I'm just a short black man from Forest, Texas. So I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I can do it, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. And I'm telling my kids this, man, because I tell them, like, Sade, you're working too hard. BJ, you're working too hard. Sheree worked too hard. Kendrick ain't started yet, but I didn't want him to start working hard. And I got more fire now than I ever had in my life because a key component of my life is not here. And I can't. There's nothing that can be done to change that. So you don't put energy into things you can't change. So I take that in it. I take that energy that for whatever reasons, Source decided that it was time for my baby girl to make her transition to the next level. When I get up there, I'll ask him myself, why she only had 19 years. But until then, you don't waste a moment of your time thinking about beating yourself over shit you cannot change. Let me say that again. You do not. Now, if all your grief and if all your worry and if all of your all your crying and all your stuff can change something, okay, you keep doing it. But all that energy that you're putting into all the shit that can't change, cannot go back and change anything, boo-boo, you might want to put that into something positive. You might want to put that into something that's going to freaking create a result. This is the only life you got. I have a new zeal on life because I didn't lose anything. I actually gained something. And what I gained cannot be explained in the English language. And I'm trying to pass that on to you. That is called righteous indignation. Some people call it dunamis power. You can call it whatever you want to call it. As long as you take that energy, that chi, that prana, and pour it into something that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. My brothers and my sisters, we all be meeting in the Bahamas and we'll be sitting at the poolside sipping pina coladas, talking about our successes and our failures because we grow from both. Brothers and sisters, this is a guaranteed system. It worked for me, it worked for my clients, and it's worked for the clients that's in the current in the program now. My children have done it and doing it at different levels. All you got to do is, again, take the month that you were born. That tells you exactly what your name is. Meaning, if I'm Total Awareness, the title of my business should say something about this guy thinks he knows what he's talking about. And if you get look at my name, Master Teacher 33, that's what it means. If I'm talking to my son, Kendrick, B. Jola, I know BJ was born in February. So I'm telling I know that B. Jola has to have something that deals with spirituality. And everybody know that my son, he's a spiritual dude. So now the title has to express that. His niche has to express that. And his narrative has to express that. So the month, the day, and the year. And then he goes through GoDaddy.com or wherever you like, and he buys a domain name. Then he takes the domain name and he puts on a platform called WordPress or whatever platform you want to use. Then he goes to PayPal or any payment gateway that you would like to use, and he puts a payment button on his website. He puts information from the audio interview that I've done with him about how he's Mr. Spiritual and how when he was a little kid, I would take him to this church and he would latch on to his mom's leg and he wouldn't go nowhere because he knew that that was no spiritual environment. How he, all the stuff that I used to talk about him when I was licensed and ordained, and I used to come home and I'd beat the snot out of them, but I would go to church and turn over every chair and my kids would be looking at me and my kids knew that I was a fake, I was a fraud, and I was a phony. Now, I was selling that bullshit to everybody else, but I wasn't selling it to my son because he's Mr. Spirituality. He knew they had faking the phone. And I knew because when I looked at him, he looked through me. He didn't look at me. So, yeah, I could fool the knuckleheads at church every Sunday, but I couldn't fool my own kids because they knew. Well, daddy talks a good game in church, but he lying, cheating on my mom. He ain't never here. He working three jobs, but, yeah, we living like paupers. Where all his money going? Yeah, all them hoochies I was talking to. So we got to grow up, brothers and sisters. We have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. So by putting what you know into a system, it allows you to grow. And this system is taking this knowledge and putting it out. I'm saying book. Maybe you want an audio book. Maybe you just want a video or videos. There's other ways by which to express, expose, and expand yourself. But the key is to let people know who you be. Let them know really what you have. Because to him that has, more shall be given. So the creative formula is have. So I'm telling you, okay, what do you have? Okay, you have a day, you have a month, you have a year of birth. You ain't got to go get that. You got it right now. Right now. Everybody have that. Okay, have. Okay, what do we do next, Brother Will? What do we do next? I have a date of entry. Okay, you take your date of entry and you give it. And then to the degree that you give it, guess what? You receive it. That's the creative formula. Now, every Reverend Dr. Bishop and every guru I know, from the big ones, the Tony Robbins and the Les Browns, all the way down, they tell you, hey, choose what you want to be. Then you go out there and do something. And then you receive something. Be, do, have. Be, do, have. Be, do, have. Bullshitness, bullshitness, bullshitness. Because the Helios Biblios, the Bible says, give. It didn't say nothing about do or be. So the creative formula, we got it wrong. That's why our dogs don't hunt. That's why you got to work. So to get out of this crazy concept that we call a job, you got to do something. What? Nothing. Okay, we got to do nothing but the will. That's right. Okay, what are you supposed to do? Okay, what do you have? See, you don't see no value in what you have. I didn't for 40 years. I was a functional illiterate. How the hell I'm going to make money and I'm a functional illiterate? So I went and got a job. But after 58 jobs, I got burnt the beep out. And I found myself on January 1st of 2009 sitting in an empty apartment after being divorced and going through umpteen jobs. It took some money to go buy my daughter a car because I told her I was going to get her a car when she graduated. And I did, but the money wasn't mine. And I didn't put it back in time. They found out about it. So I had warrants off for my arrest. Y'all heard the story. So the popo was out looking for me, and I was like, I used to work in the jail. Come on, dog. You know I ain't going. So I figured the only way out was bullets in the head. Thankfully, Big G had another plan. So on January the 1st, 2009, my life changed. From that day until now, and until they put me, until I transition out of here, I'm doing purpose-based production. I'm telling everybody and their grandmother, because this is the ticket to freedom. This is the only ticket that I know. This is the best ticket in town. This is the best rodeo in town. Because all you do, brothers and sisters, is what do you have? What do you have? I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me the same thing I told me. But, what am I going to do with that? That's the same thing I said to myself. Like, but I don't know nothing. Then I said, okay, if you want to know what you call to do, look what you've been through. If I were to talk to bring my daughter on here right now, I remember when Sade was in college, even before college. I remember when she was in freaking middle school. Sade always been having issues with people attacking her emotionally. High school, she was in a lot of high school drama, of course, some dude that she was dating. One year there was a teacher that came at her crossways. This was like a high school teacher, and she was all interested in this high school kid, I guess. It was crazy. All this emotional stuff. Emotional. DJ dealing with all of the spiritual. Ray Ray was dealing with all of the creative stuff. Because my daughter Sheree born in November. That's a number of what? Success. So, of course, the enemy got to come at you and make you think like you're not successful. And Ray Ray been and is the most successful on the planet. She automatic, but the enemy got to make you think you're not successful. And then my son, Kendrick Poldang, he's going through life in constant adversity, but it's not present because he's born in the month of March. And what is the month of March? Y'all remember that one? Cure rage. Kendrick is the most calm, laid back, easygoing. Where is rage at, though? Inside. I remember when he came over with the alopecia. He just going through life, all his hair fell out. And I was like, man, something's... And I did the research and blah, 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 5G. He's in Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas was the first city in Texas to establish 5G. But then Source was like, that's not it. So I kept researching it. I kept looking up. I said, man, why Kendrick? Courage. Courage is the ability to stand in the face of adversity. That's Kendrick. And courage in alopecia is caused by daddy issues. So I called Kendrick. And I said, hey, Kendrick, you know, man, whatever's going on, I'm sorry, man. I know as a father, I made a lot of mistakes, dude. No, dad, everything's cool, bro. Me and you, no, two peas in a pot. Now, Kendrick, you sure, man? You want to talk about it, man? No, dad, everything's great. You see, brothers and sisters, you can't bury stuff because it manifests in your body. You got to deal with it. And so Kendrick is working through his month. And his month is a month of courage. That's his niche, his narrative and his name. The ability to teach other people how to stand in the face of adversity and overcome the internal or sometimes external age or rage. Because look at the word courage. You have the word cure, as Brother Andreas was talking about it, you know, and I told him that without even understanding it. I just, you know, because I saw it inside of the word. And inside of everybody's month is a word. And I, y'all know, based upon Luke chapter 8, verse 11, and let me close with this, otherwise I'm going to go on for another hour. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. We talked about this in a private message. This is the proof positive. Scripturally, because I know y'all love y'all scriptures. I know I'm not mad at y'all. I love my scriptures too. Y'all know we all former. And some of y'all still stuffing y'all Bibles. I'm not mad at you. You still be out there beating people with them Bibles. You don't believe in Jesus? My hell. I know how y'all do. Y'all know how y'all do. Sister Martinette, you know how y'all be doing that stuff. Dr. T and Reverend Cheryl. Sister Cheryl, don't be beating people up with no Bible, sis. I'm just messing with y'all. So Luke chapter 8, verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word. Now, a lot of people say, well, Brother Wood says the seed is the word of God, brother. Boo-boo, you are God. Boom. Drop mic. Exit stage left. Now, I know, that's contrary to your theology. I know. Trust me, boo-boo. Like I told you, I'm licensed my name for 10 years. I drank the same Kool-Aid y'all did. And I think it was us, because remember, Gospel of Thomas, whatever outside of you precedes you. Brothers and sisters, you are the generator. You are the operator. You are the director. Therefore, you are a little G. So your word is your seed. You plant it in your head and it grows. If you plant the words that I just said in your head, it'll grow. And if you need any assistance with establishing your online business within the next 3 to 7 days, again, we can have that. We can have you up and running and operating. I don't care how many businesses you got. I don't care how else you bought and out of control. You still got greatness inside of you. You more than what you have become. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for sitting with me. You could be spending your time doing a lot of things and you chose to hang out with me. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to break bread with you today. God bless. Remember, Yeah, his name is the entire word of God in card to the book of Revelation, chapter 19. And may the S-U-N and the S-O-N and the S-U-M, which is the sum total of the numbers that we just talked about, that's inside of your month, your day, and the year of birth, the sum total, that opens up what is called a spirit. That means holy, that means set apart. Spirit means ruling disposition. That means a mental thought. That means that your brain is consumed with those numbers we just talked about. That leads you and guides you into all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, there's no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Yeah.